Donald Trump Jr. calls out McConnell, Thune for remaining silent following Colorado decision. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 21, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. is calling out Republican leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Senator John Thune, RSD, for remaining silent following leftist judges' ruling to disqualify former President Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado. Mitch McConnell, John Thune and John Cornyn remain silent, Donald Trump Jr. said in a post, although Cornyn did release a statement early Wednesday morning. Of the four most senior members of Senate Republican leadership, Barroso is the only one with the courage to weigh in against what the radical left is trying to do to my father. He continued, reposting what Senate GOP Conference Chairman John Barroso, RY, said on the issue. A liberal activist court just ruled to remove a presidential candidate from the ballot, the senator said, describing it as a blatant political attempt to silence American voters. SCOTUS will rightly dispose of it in an ash heap, he added. Cornyn released a statement on X early Wednesday morning, describing the ruling as nonsensical. The Colorado Supreme Court's nonsensical ruling only adds to the pre-existing chaos of the 2024 election. The biggest threat to democracy is to deny voters their choice. This ruling must be reviewed by the Supreme Court, he wrote. It should be noted that neither McConnell nor Thune have endorsed Trump, the clear GOP primary frontrunner, for president. Their silence follows the controversial 4-3 decision of the Colorado Supreme Court, which ruled that the Constitution's insurrection clause prohibits Trump from appearing on the ballot. The court found by clear and convincing evidence that President Trump engaged in insurrection as those terms are used in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, according to the ruling. We consider and reject President Trump's argument that his speech on January 6 was protected by the First Amendment. It continues, largely failing to recognize that Trump called on protesters to peacefully and patriotically conduct themselves. Trump lawyer Alina Haba, however, is among those who has expressed confidence that the Supreme Court will ultimately overturn the ruling. I find it ironic that there's a January 6 charge pending. But due process doesn't matter because Colorado's liberal judges want to take him off the ballot because they can't beat Biden in the ballots, Haba said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, adding that these judges view themselves as pioneers for the liberal radical left. You're not a pioneer. You're going to look ridiculous. You do not understand due process. You do not understand the Constitution. You are literally a state-level court that is going to look ridiculous. Okay, when the Supreme Court, whether you're a federal judge or a state judge, when the Supreme Court overturns you, that's not a good look, Haba continued. And there is no question in my mind. Due process exists for a reason. There has to be some America left, she said. Later adding, I'm not even concerned that the Supreme Court will make the right decision here. While Trump has not seen support from some GOP leaders such as McConnell, other Republicans in Congress have issued strong reactions, condemning the decision. This post has been updated to reflect Cornyn's statement.